Okay, we're going forward. We're on Daf Yud. Morning, everybody. So we're just by the two dots over here, about 17 lines or so up from the bottom of the page. Okay, Ksiv. It says in Shimshon, V'yered Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon went to Timnah. Okay, and he said it went down to Timnah. Uksiv, and it says, with regards to Yehuda, right, and Toma, Hine, Chomich, behold, your father-in-law, yeah, Oyla Timnosa, is going up to Timnosa. And that's where Tamar was. So, it's a bit of a contradiction. Do you have to go down to go to Timnah, or do you go up to go to Timnah? Okay, so that's right, but Shimshon went down to Timnah, and Yehuda went up to Timnah. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Shimshon Shinisgana, right? It's a Shin is a prefix, Shin, like Lashon Ganai, Shinisgana, that it was degraded by with this what he did when he went over there with that Palestinian woman, yeah. Kasibe Yerida, that's why it says Yerida. Yeah. In contrast, Yehuda Shinis Allah. Yehuda became elevated with his holy woman, Tamar. Yeah. Ksiv Bey right? Aliyah. So therefore it says an Aliyah. Right? So really it's all relative, you know. It can look like you're going down, but maybe you're going up. What's that? Well, she was. She was. We're gonna see. She was Megaya. We're gonna see, that's coming up. This page. You do spoilers the whole time, Gil. You're always like bringing up the. yeah. Okay. No, that means your father-in-law because Tamar married Eva Oinain, right? Two of Yehuda's sons, and then they dropped dead. Right. So and then she went and she waited for him and pretended to be like a zoner. So they're speaking to people, speaking to Tamar. People speaking to Tamar. Oh, you know, you right?
Right.
Right. No. Okay. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. Right. So another answer to this, right? Is it, do you go down to Timnah or do you go up to Timnah? The Timnah over here you go up to. We've got. Yeah. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani. Right, he says, Amar shtei timnos hayu. There was two timnas. Okay, chadabi yirida, one you have to go down to, but chadabi aliyah, one you go up to. Okay. Oh, very good, that's Rav Papa. Rav, can you just be quiet for a bit, Gil? Thank you. Rav Papa, Amar chada timna havai. There's one timna, yeah? To Isi Mahagis, if you come from this side, yeah, it's a Yerida. You go down. Yeah, to Isi Mihagi. So if you come from this side, yeah, it's an Aliyah. Okay, Kigoin, for example, Vardunya. Okay, Vardunya was on a hill, in the middle of a hill. And Beibari, and also Beibari was in like in the middle of a hill. And Shukad and Arash, and also Shukad and Arash. Okay, now, we're going to say a little bit about Tamar now, right? So Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Yehuda, and he basically, after his two sons died, he said, you know, let's give it a bit of time for the third one. And she went to sit, to dwell in the Pesach Einayim. So this is where Tamar went. So what is Pesach Einayim? What's that? Okay, we'll see. Amar Rav Alexandri, says Rav Alexandri, Mila made, it teaches us, Shaholcha, she went, V'yoshvullah, and she sat, the Pischu Shel Avraham Avinu, on the Pesach, meaning of where the doorway, or I suppose where the Avraham Avinu used to be, Mokum Shekol Einayim Tzoyfos, that's where all people's eyes, so this is the eyes, looked for. So the Pesach that all eyes look for is Avraham Avinu's tent, because you get a free lunch. That's the place to be, and there's a lot of people getting together. So it's the Pesach Einayim. She went over there, that by this busy place. It says, Shekol Einayim Soifois, all eyes, but right, look, Leroysa, to see it. That's one answer. A Pesach Einayim. Rav Honin, Amma, Rab, it's in the name of Rab, Mokom, right, who, is a place, Shishmoy Einayim. So the place is called Einayim. She went to the Pesach, I suppose, to the entrance of the place of Einayim. That's what it's called Einayim, because that's his name. You have a Chenu Oimah, and I bring you a proof from Pesukim. There's a place called Einayim, because it says Tepuach is one place, and also Ve'enom. Sounds a little slight, say it slightly differently, but he went to Einom, so it's similar to Einayim, so it's a place. Now, a third answer. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar, okay, he says, Shenosna Einayim L'Divareha, or Inyonim. She gave eyes, or she basically explained, yeah, her matter, Kusha Ta'ava, when he wanted to have relations with her. Tava means he demanded, requested to her to be with him. Okay, so he was particular. Yehuda was particular. So Einayim means basically. Let's look at Rashi. I struggle with one word in this Rashi. You say Shenosna Einayim LeDivareha. You see this Rashi is a little bit up. Yeah, Dugma or Upesach Heta. Right, I don't know what the hell is the dogma, an example of Pesach Heter. Right, so we know, sometimes we say when you get a neder annulled, or not annulled, or you get a Pesach, you've got to sort of, you open it up, which allows it. Right? Noshna la'atzma, she gave for herself, she'ain aveiru b'dava, there's no problem sleeping with her, as we're going to see. Okay? So, Omalah, so Yehuda said, and back into the Gemara, Omalah, Yehuda said to her, Shema Nochris at, perhaps you're not Jewish. Okay. Amrale, she said to him, Giyuris Oni, I'm a Giyuris. Alright. Okay. Shema Ashes Ish at, perhaps you're married. Yeah. Shomrale, Panuya Oni, I'm a single woman. Oh, Shema Kibel Bach, perhaps he received for you Avich Kedushin, your father Kedushin, meaning a father is allowed to marry off his daughter. In the old days they used to do this, so I suppose to make sure she was, you know, safe, whatever. So maybe your father married you off and you actually are married, even you didn't have her. So she said, Amrelei, she said to him, Yosoma Oni, I'm a Yosoma. Meaning my father had died, yeah, and therefore it was only my mother and brother who were allowed around, and they're not allowed to marry me off on a Torah level, so therefore there's no problem. Now he said, Yehuda says to Tamar, Shema Tomeat, maybe you're Tomei, maybe you're Nida. Yeah, so I'm related to her, Oni. No, I'm Tahor. I suppose I went to the Mikvah, so therefore we can be together. That's the Einayim. She gave a Pesach to the. Well, yeah, she was. Yeah. Okay.
Why didn't believe her? Maybe she told
him whatever he wanted to share with her. Yeah, but yeah, well, also, this was in the divine plan. Hashem was pushing this as well. Yeah, because it was a bit of a. This is not the normal way to go. This is still a little bit dodgy. Okay. V'yitza Eishel. Now this is about Avraham Avinu, right? V'yitza Eishel b'Be'er Shava, because as soon as we mentioned Avraham Avinu's, it's then we're going to speak about it exactly. So now, Amma, what does it mean? What's this Eishel over here? So Amma Rab Amma Eishel Lakish. Just Eishel Lakish. Milameid. She'osa pardes. He made an orchard. Avraham Avinu made an orchard, but not a boy. Kol mini megodim, and he planted in it lots of special things, delicacies. Okay, now, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. There's two Amoraim, or maybe even Tanoim, right? Chad Amar pardes. One says Avraham Avinu planted an orchard. That's one. Bechad Amar Pundak, and the other one said it was an inn. for the punters. Yeah, so Bishlama, we understand Lamanda Amma, Pardes, there was a Pardes, Hainu Dixi, Vita, and he planted. You plant trees for an orchard, yeah? Ella Lamanda Amma Pundak, according to the ones that said it's a Pundak, my Vita. What's the Yita over here? You don't plant an inn? Oh, so he said, no, it's not true. Kirichsi, Vita, Oyole, Apandanoi. We see in Daniel. We sometimes do use this lotion of Matiya in conjunction with buildings. It's done. Okay, now, but we're still in Avraham Avinu over here. What? A pandano is like a palace. It's oily, but it's the tents of the palace. I suppose it's like fancy nomad kind of Arabian tents. Okay, Vayikra. Oh no, so this is Avraham Avinu. Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Keloilom, and he called over there in the name of God, the God of the world. Okay, Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Al Tikri, don't read the word Vayikra and he called or he read. Yeah, Ella say Vayakri, which is causative, yeah? He caused people to say, not that he said, he caused people to say, which is a famous Gemara, Miller made. It's coming to teach you, Shehikri, Avraham Avinu, Avinu made people call out, L'shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the name of Hashem, Befet Kol Oyve Vashav, in the mouth, in the right, of all of the people who are passing and going by. Yeah, Kate said, how did he do this? Yeah? La'achasha achlo, right, v'shosu, after they had eaten and drunk, yeah, omdu l'varachu, they stood up to bless Avraham Avinu, right? And then Avraham Avinu replied, Amar lahem, v'chi, is it mishaliach altem, you ate from my food? Yeah? Mishel elokei oilom achaltem, you ate from the God of the world's food. So this is a command for him. So hoidu, praise, v'shabchu, and another kind of prayer, yeah, and baruch and bless, l'misha amah, the person who said, v'haya oilam, the person who created the world. Bless Hashem. Okay. Now, v'yira. Yeah, should we stop here? Stop? Let's stop. Okay, we'll stop over here, because it's a bit of a longer bit. Yeah.